Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah. Roll call.
Monstrous Radio.
Okay. Welcome. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live. It's Monstrous Monday. It's the top of the week, and we're going to get your week started. I'm DJ E Monster. This is Miss Unbelievable. How you doing tonight, Mama? Hello.
Ooh, she's doing good.
That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, so we got a nice little show for you guys tonight. Let's see, we got our who's bumping who, who's getting fat. What else we got for the people?
You know, we got that weather report. And, you know, we always drop in some nuggets on things, you know, with the business, as far as what we're doing, what you doing in your life, what I'm doing in my life. And then whatever else comes through the pipeline, you know, whoever call up, want to talk to us.
Right. So, all right, let them know the number.
You want to know the number? It is 424-243-9649. And if you're monstrous, press that one with that middle finger. One, because you the one. You.
So, all right, seeing that, I tried, I had a song that I wanted to play, but I can't find it. So I'm going to play this one right here. This one is still groovy, though. But it's a, you know, we usually start with a remix or something like that. But this right here, it's a hot upcomer. He goes by the name of Hondo. Big shout out to Elvis. And I believe he's with Hip Hop Everything. And he's setting up an interview. We may be interviewing him, not this week, but next week. So stick tuned. Check it out. This is his track. It's called Have Fun right here on a Monstrous Monday. DJ E Monster. And it's unbelievable.
We live, y'all. Let's get it. Let's go. It's Monstrous Monday.
Dope boys, they wanna have fun. Bad bitches, they wanna have fun. Turned up on designer clothes, yeah. Before we had to get it out the mud, yeah. Dope boys, they wanna have fun. Bad bitches, they wanna have fun. We turned up on designer clothes, yeah. Before we had to get it out the mud, yeah. Gonna roll one, smoke one. Cup hold up a strong one. I ain't drizzy, but I'm on one. Bitch, I'm living like a dope boy. I got this gas from my homeboy. You think I'm stopping, then you're wrong, boy. Dolo flow, I got my own voice. I'm sitting high up on that polo horse. Wrist watch, it's a Michael Kors. I'm turning up when I get bored. Turn no gang off the glass, all we do is crash the boards. Blunts going back and forth from that nigga, and you know. Boys, they wanna have fun. Bad bitches, they wanna have fun. We turned up on designer drugs, yeah. Before we had to get it out the mud, yeah. Dope boys, they wanna have fun. Bad bitches, they wanna have fun. Hondo, we turned up on designer drugs, yeah. Before we had to get it out the mud, yeah.
Everybody wanna slide.
life, but ain't willing to pay the price. Niggas hated that I'm nice. I hustled and sacrificed, taking chances to get it. I'm jeopardizing my life, and I'm fully committed. I'm strictly handling the business, got my mind on the minute. Lace is tight, I ain't tripping. All I got is them bitches. I put my faith in my Glock. Can't show no love to these niggas. She ain't gon' hold you down, can't put no trust in these bitches. I just roll me a Swiss and elevate on you niggas. First bond, I was saying, get that paper, little nigga. Fuck the hate of my nigga, fuck the rebate of my nigga. With when the times we ain't even had no cape for my nigga, I know I'm destined to get it. Hundo, dope boys, they wanna have fun. Bad bitches, they wanna have fun. We turned up on designer drugs, yeah. Before we had to get it out the mud, yeah. Dope boys, they wanna have fun. Bad bitches, they wanna have fun. We turned up on designer drugs, yeah. Before we had to get it out the mud, yeah.
This is Hondo. It's called Have Fun on a Monstrous Monday. What a ride!
Dope boys, they wanna have fun. Bad bitches, they wanna have fun. We turned up on designer drugs, yeah. Before we had to get it out the mud, yeah. Dope boys, they wanna have fun. Bad bitches, they wanna have fun. We turned up on designer drugs, yeah. Before we had to get it out the mud, yeah.
You are now in the mix with Monster is Mix, DJ E Monster. Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned in.
Fizzle,
the greatest of all time.
Fizzle,
hold up, wait a minute. 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 Hold up. Wait a minute, hold up, wait a minute, hold up, wait a minute, hold up, wait a minute.
And now, gotta get it, hold up,
hold up.
We show out every time we show up. Wait a minute, hold up, gotta wait a minute. Hold up, gotta wait a minute. Hold up, gotta wait a minute, oh yeah.
Hold up, wait a minute, dope a bag, money in it. I ain't for it, you never get it. Hit 'em up, pull up in it, club turn, I'm a Bennett. I'm a bitch, new check, lot of dick, what it cost, ain't your business. You're in the rain, cause you never listen. Step together, that's a new addition. Wait a minute, hold up, pull the drink, roll up, snap it up, close up, in the club till it close up. Eyes the money like it froze up. Step down, doors up, turn up, turn up, turn up, ooh. So who the fuck is you? Why you worry about we? We ain't worry about you. Faking like some clay.
Wait a minute, hold up, 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 wait a minute.
And now, gotta get it, hold up,
hold up.
We show out every time we show up. Wait a minute, hold up, gotta wait a minute, hold up, gotta wait a minute. I'm a killer, gotta wait a minute.
I'm talking fast money, I'm talking fast cars. Hold up, stop the track. Okay, bring it back. You know what the fuck this is. I call it a gold mine. She wanna bring a friend. I told her, oh man. Get it, get it, get it, get it. Pin it like I'm hard away. Never had a silver spoon. Got the hard away. Hit him with the fade away. Same, different day. The hater gotta say. What the hater gotta say? Can't spin it, can't spin it. That's my life, it's on repeat. We the one that last 2 years. So we going for a three-peat.
Monstrous Radio, Monstrous Monday. Let's hit them up. You did an interview with us right here on Monstrous Radio Live. Make sure you go back and check out the archive at monsterusradio.com. So, all right, y'all, let's go over here and jump over here with Miss Unbelievable. Dun, 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 dun. Let me stop. She's got the weather for y'all, and let's see what's the weather like in your spot. What's going on, Mama? What's the weather like? Is it brr to fall outside today, or is it just brr as in cold?
Well, it all depends who's loving the weather. So, Minneapolis is sitting at 22. London's night is 45. Paris night is 43. Atlanta is 32 with rain. New York is 35. Dallas is 47. San Juan is 78. Phoenix is 64. Los Angeles is 62. Kansas is 31. Ooh, Los Angeles is 64. So, and Miami is 64. So, I guess it ain't all that nice. Nowhere. I mean, you know, far as the heat ain't kicking in nowhere. So, yeah.
Right. Okay. Hey, look, it's so cold here in the Twin Cities. You might go to meet somebody. You might go to meet your plug. You dig? You be talking about you get out the car, player. He'd be like, no, you come over here. You'd be like, no, you come over here. Fuck that skirt and pull off. I'm just saying. we do got some callers over here. We're going to check with them before we get to some more of this music over here. So let's check in to see what we got going on a Monstrous Monday. 763-614. Who we got on the line? Hello.
Hi, Imancella.
Oh, how you doing?
What's crack-a-lackin', y'all?
Hey.
Man.
What's going on a Monstrous Monday? So what's poppin'?
Well, I'm watching the Vikings game, but right now the Seahawks are beating us. I hope we win.
Oh, snap. I forgot. This should be. Okay.
Yeah, see, man.
No,
I'm just kidding.
Okay. You said we're what? We're winning?
No, I said right now the Seahawks are beating us. It's 3-0, but right now we have the ball now. So, yeah, I'm watching the – hopefully we win because then we can be in the division leader against the Seahawks.
Right. Hey, did you just hear Miss Unbelievable try to nonchalantly slide her little – I'm not even going to cuss – slide her little slide words in there? Tell us no, that's not what she said. I heard you. You is not funky. I heard you. No.
Listen, I just said no. I said it like real nice. Like, they got the ball. They moving the ball real nice. You know I'm watching the game, doing my work, and talking on the phone. So, you know, on the radio, you know, making it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta watch the game. I'm cheering the Vikings. And I called them like the Vikings on. I didn't even call them the Vikings.
Now?
Yeah, people do call us Vikings. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Give us a minute. We're going to come back. We're going to open up the lines again in a little bit. I got another person to check in with over here right quick.
Yep.
So stick with us. 651-313. Who we got on the line? Hello. Monstrous Monday.
It's so serious.
Hey, she's back. What's coming, Sosa?
Mm-mm. Go to that.
What? What I do wrong now? You so
serious.
I mean, what I do.
Yeah, because you know I was going to say you always doing something wrong.
I know.
And don't you ever put me on blast like that on Facebook ever again.
Put you on blast on Facebook.
You knew my baby was at school, Monster, with your hungry tail.
Oh,
hey,
dang.
My bag. I tried to bring some attention to the young man's company during the winter season to keep it on everybody's breath, to keep it on their taste buds.
Because why he gonna call me and say, Monster. Or he gonna say, Mama, who is that man? He Monster somebody. Talk about he want my hot dogs. I said, son, look at here, baby. You know who Mom said. We ain't even going to get into all of that. She's like, but Mom, he knew I was in school that early. I said, okay, don't worry about it, baby. I got you. Don't let him know. Don't be getting me cussed out because of your ass.
Look, my bad. Okay, look, this is what I was trying to do, Mr. Faulkner. You dig? This is what I was trying to do. I'm trying to keep it, you know, I'm trying to keep your business on everybody's mind. You know what I mean? Because that's part of what we should do as business people, entrepreneurs. You know, we got to help support each other. You dig? I know you don't know the game like I do, but even during the winter months, you still have to promote yourself. The part where I failed you, and I'm glad I didn't, because you probably would have cussed me out on your page, but I really was trying to find his hot dog page to tag the page in it. You know what I mean? So by the time spring comes back around,
hot dogs.
There we go. I said it backwards, didn't I? I said old fashioned, yeah. But you know what I mean? Just to keep it out there, to keep it buzzing. You know what I mean? So I wasn't trying to be on nothing funny, sir. You know what I mean? Please don't be mad at me. But yeah, you know what I mean? But we got to do things to keep his business in people's heads, so when the spring comes back around and he is ready to go, everybody's already in the line. You know what I mean? I know he already got his normal line, a little TV star, but, you know. Just
and
to
he
keep
just
the
got an award,
alive.
Too.
Did he?
He got
another
an award
one?
About a bike cop for kids. Yeah, he just got an award.
Yeah, I've seen that one. Okay. I'll be like, look at him. Yeah, I'll be cheering him on like he. Yeah, like he my family.
Yeah,
I'll be checking.
They're gonna be opening the store up. You know, he been right there in that parking lot on Broadway, every other weekend or every weekend or something like that. But now, coming into the school year, I think they're gonna have it open for him by springtime, by spring break. But coming into the school year, he's gonna be had that store, that co-op store right there across the street from Wally's on Broadway and Penn. I mean, on Golden Valley and Penn, y'all need to check that out too. On Golden Valley and Penn, right across the street from Wally's, North Minneapolis.
What's up? That's what's up. I ain't even got a store.
Well,
yet.
I could be there all the time. That's down the street from my house.
Unbelievable. No. You stay
what?
Your tail away from my son. Stay away from my son.
Absolutely not.
No.
We are good together. Stop hating. We got lots
of things.
Stay
away from my baby.
Yes. No.
He gonna put some stuff on your brain while you over there talk about some question of the day or quotes of the day on Facebook. He gonna give you a quote, all right. You better stop. Stay with
we can quote it together and get paid for what you want. Okay. Miss Unbelievable, got you, boo. What you want, quote you want with your picture? Yes, honey. Don't play. Don't sleep on what Miss Unbelievable can do for you.
My son not ready for you though. Monica, come on, let's finish the show. Let's start the show. Come on, let's talk. What's the topic today? I cannot wait for
you. He's ready
okay?
for that Monty. He is ready to go. Okay, if he's ready for them coins, right. He's ready to go. He ain't ready for no loud money.
Okay,
he wants
okay,
that silent
okay,
money
okay.
in his pocket. You, girl, you better recognize what it is.
Okay, we go. Play a track, we're going to come back, do the weather, and then get into our who's bumping who, who's getting fat. So check it out. Seeing that, we're talking about a young entrepreneur. This right here is a young artist. He goes by the name of Q9. This is his track. It's called Pep Rally. Stick with us. This right here is for the youngin', Monsters Radio Live, where the independent artists are underground, but they're above ground, making quakes. I almost screwed that up, but I made it.
I'm running. Okay, okay, okay. Kill nine.
Come join my pep rally.
It's called pep rally. That's Q9. Q-U-E and the number 9. Monstrous Radio. Online radio with a roar. I ain't trying to start no drama. I ain't trying to start no mess. I'm just trying to say, y'all heard that track, right? He didn't come with no malice, no funky stuff, nothing else. So if a young man can do it, y'all, I think y'all get where I'm going. Yeah, I'm just going to stop. Monstrous Radio, we talk about all kinds of things. That could be a comic cafe topic. That's Thursday nights, where it's the only cafe in the world where there are no menus, but you will be served what you are deserved. You got a problem, we going to hood solve them with hood therapy, me and Miss Unbelievable and Jazzy B. So it's Monstrous Monday. We're getting the week going. So we did the weather. So what we got for this, who's bumping who? We didn't, huh, what's wrong?
No, I said,
Oh, okay, my bad. You made me feel like I was talking to my mom and I did something wrong. I'm just saying, player. The scars are deep. Let's go ahead and jump into that. Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? Also known as the gossip lifestyle. So what's going on this entertainment news?
All right, rappers Future's 9th baby mama unveils baby bump. Future's 9th baby's mama, a model named Eliza Rain, unveiled her baby bump. Rapper Future allegedly has his 9th child on the way from his 9th baby mama. Last month, a beautiful model took to Instagram and announced she was pregnant by Future. While her original post has since been removed by Instagram for violating the community guidelines of the platform, Baller Alert reposted her post containing 10 screenshots of Apple notes alleging that Future is the father of her baby and how he reportedly received the news. At the time, she claimed she was pressured by Future to have an abortion. She suggested that she feared that Future may physically harm her, so she continued with the pregnancy in secret. According to Rain, the rapper asked her to get an abortion multiple times because more and more insistent as time progressed, and Rain became more and more unsure about having the procedure. Rain wrote that she told him she has decided to keep the baby after talking to her doctor, who said she would probably not be able to have a child ever again if she went with that procedure. Future went ballistic, reportedly having people call her and go to her place of work. While now she is in much better space, she posted her pregnancy pic on social media. Her comments are filled with people offering to help support her through her pregnancy. She is known as the Haitian goddess. She starred in dozens of hip-hop music videos, and word is she's dating a ton of rappers. She dated a ton of rappers before Future. Ew.
All I can say is this. I mean, how you going to date somebody named the Haitian goddess? I mean, come on, bro. You know she going to put a root foot on you. She going to bury your drawers in the yard. And some funky shit going to happen. Just like, see, I'm just saying. I'm not implying nothing. You didn't think of that? Come on, bro. Come on, bruh. It's already bad enough they get you with the food. You had a Haitian woman make you some food. It is what it is. That's all I heard. Outside of that, I'm just going to say, ladies, if you go to a Future concert and you hook up with Future, I can predict your future now. You're going to get pregnant. You don't need the psychologist or the psychic to tell you that. You dig? I'm gonna say the Future. You better stop, bro. I'm just saying, you gonna hey. I'm just gonna quit while I'm ahead, cause hey, them is his nuts, and he can afford to jiggle them balls like that, like Jangalang. So ain't nothing I can say. As long as you can afford them, sport them. Okay, my bad. What else we got over there? All right, you want to give your comments? How you feel about it?
No.
My bad. Too soon? Too soon? My bad. This is why I don't make it to FM.
You covered all that I think it like was thinking.
Hey.
Matt Barnes, child support payments to Basketball Wives star Gloria Govan lowered significantly. And then Matt Barnes also is expecting another child. So Matt Barnes, a basketball player, wanted a reduction in the child support payments to his ex, Gloria Govan, and he got it. A few weeks ago, he reported that he asked the judge to bring his payments down from $20,000 a month. He's been paying for his twin boys, Carter and Isaiah, to about $6,000 monthly. Barnes stated that he doesn't make as much since retiring from pro basketball, and his payments should reflect that. So now he'll pay $7,500 each month, but that's only temporary until he and Govan sort out the rest of their court dispute. The child support decision comes shortly after the judge granted primary custody to Barnes, while Govan is allowed to see them every Wednesday and every weekend. Just last month, the former Los Angeles Clipper said some woman took advantage of the court system and get large payments that aren't used for the children, so he undoubtedly happily about this recent decision. We know the system is broken. It doesn't cost $6,000, $60,000, $50,000, $40,000, $20,000 to raise no children. We all know that. Most of these women are out here buying cars, buying bags, taking vacations off that child support money. At the end of the day, it's just my opinion, he continued. Everybody got an opinion on something. It really doesn't matter. If you don't like my opinion, you don't have to like my opinion. I don't care. It's the way I'm feeling, and I'm speaking on personal experience. Meanwhile, like I said, the 30-year-old welcomes a new baby boy over the weekend, Ashton Joseph Barnes, with his girlfriend, Anasia Sims, who's the daughter of model Beverly Johnson, just in time for the holidays, Barnes wrote for his newborn.
What else we got? Ooh, I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. I'm just saying, man. I mean, I guess it's talk radio, you dig? And that's why we're here. We're here to talk. So I guess I should talk on it. Well, first of all, I'm going to play a hypocrite bastard over here. I'm going to say, you know what? Maybe them ladies deserve that shit. You know what I'm saying? Maybe them ladies deserve $6,000-$7,000 a month. Just keep it 100. Their daddy not going to be there. You know, so I'm not saying that money can replace the daddy, but I'm just saying this show can help out a little bit, ease the pain. You know, pay for some therapy. Sometimes therapy is buying bags and shoes. Hey, I'm just saying it is what it is. Because sometimes in some of these cases, y'all dudes out there, y'all be deserving that shit. Let's keep it 100. Y'all just be around here slanging, bar to bar, town to town, slanging. Shoot over here, slap over there, like there ain't no repercussions. Come on, bruh. Start being a man. Either strap it up or put that motherfucker on the shelf. Get you one bad one and leave it at that. You did? But on the same hand, goddamn, $7,000 a month, I'm getting back with her. I don't give a fuck what y'all saying. I'm just going to cheat. I'm just going to make it right at time. You did? Hey, it is what it is. I'm getting $7,000. I'm getting back with her. I don't give a fuck with nobody. I'm getting back with her. Hells no. To another house? And I still gotta pay my house note? Oh, baby, look. We finna work this out. Hells no. I'm just saying. $7,000 a month? Oof. Look, the music even stopped. It's like, that's some bullshit. What else? I told y'all, y'all shouldn't have let me go on that one. So, what else we got over there?
Oh, can I say how I feel about this one, or you want to keep
going? Oh, my bad. No, go ahead. What you got?
Okay, so how I feel about the situation. Okay, if you're together and you raise a child to a certain age, to me, that they live that lifestyle, then I feel like you should help adapt to if the lifestyle is going to change. So, you know, if you were buying your child the Prada, the Nike, the whatever, and to a certain age where they understand it, you know what I'm saying, like 6 or 7, 8 or 9, then to me, then yes, I think you need to continue that lifestyle if you're going to continue that lifestyle. You see what I'm saying? I don't think that the child should have to take a step back because the parents broke up. That's if that parent is responsible, though, to take care of the child. I think it's important that the child has a nice home. I think the child has a nice vehicle to, you know, be to and fro, because that is a celebrity child, you know, and they're going to be looked upon as a celebrity child. So if you know that that's the part that you played in your child's life, then I think it's up to the parents to make sure that they're comfortable as much as each person is comfortable. Now, if the wife is tricking off, the girlfriend is tricking off the money, then I think that they should be able to have a conservator or someone else who's able to take, you know, have that person that's smart enough to take care of the money, a grandma, a grandpa, somebody that says, no, this is going to the child and the child alone. I know the courts may not work that way, but if I see my child and she's looking raggedy, yeah, no, that's not right. So I think the women need to get back to the point where it's to the child and it's the well-being of the children and not the well-being of her. But if I want to buy myself a Prada purse for taking care and being here 24/7, hell yeah, I'm going to buy that purse. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm doing a damn thing with the money.
Right.
But I think I ain't going to trick off and, you know, not do what is right for the kid. You know. So that's
right,
how I feel.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm going to check in with this caller right quick because they done lit it up over here. 763-221, let me get to you in just a hot second. I think, you know, because we do talk about, you know, about how there should be some type of reform. Everybody knows it. Something has to be done. It is, I think, like, one of the solutions should be where we'll say, I don't want to say, like, subsidized income, say, like, kind of like welfare or something, you know, it supplements off of what he – or, you know, what you need. Or it could be something where we'll just say hypothetically, because then this will keep her humble. Say, like, if he buys the house, but she has to pay the bills in it. You dig?
Right.
He buys the house. Now,
the
she ain't going to get no $12 million house. Right. You ain't going to get no big-ass $12 million house, 7, 8, 9 rooms, and it's just you and the baby. You dig? Because, you know, you got to pay electricity, some heat on all that. So you're going to get something reasonable, feasible, in a nice area where, you know what I mean? So I think that could be one type of reform to it. But I don't know. But let's check in with our caller right quick, see if that's what they want to chime in on, if they got something else, with some entertainment news. 763-221, who we got on the line? Hello.
Hey, this is CJ the Poet. How are you, Ernest?
Oh, wow. What's up, CJ?
Okay. Happy holidays. Oh, let me
happy
put you
holidays.
On mute.
Okay.
Shoot. Okay, I got you on 2 phones right now. Okay. Calling. Okay. I'm a single mother. Of course, never by choice. No one plans that, right?
Right.
5 kids. I did not have. Say what you want. 2 of my kids' dads to complain to. They were in prison. So I had 5 kids with 1 paying child support. So I'm getting personal because I really feel like this is a circumstantial decision.
Right. Well, hold up. We're getting echo again. Probably from the old phone. You don't have a computer on as well, do you?
Yep, I got something on. There we go.
Okay.
Is that better?
Yep, it's coming through your speaker. There we go. No echo. There we go. Now we can hear you clear.
Well, let me see how I'm figuring this out. But like I said, I only had my own income. I worked. I wasn't a statistic. In a lot of different ways. A lot of y'all don't know, I was the one that answered the cab for y'all medical cabs, set them up at night when you call late in emergencies. I was the one that said airport taxi. Whoa. This is me. I know where a lot of people live in Minneapolis. For years I was a supervisor. But with that being, I mean that to say that I worked really hard. I wasn't a statistic. I wasn't on the welfare system. You know, I was for medical. There's only so many. I can only do so much with this S on your mm-hmm. chest. But right. At the end of the day, the piece of money that he thought was so big was very, very small to me, the one person that did pay. And I really feel like women, it should have taught a lot of people to make better decisions in who they choose to make children with. And it's not the right. kid's fault that that woman, now if that woman went ahead and poked a hole in the condom and said, hey, I'm just going to have this baby because this man has money, that's different than a man who laid down with this woman and got her used to a certain lifestyle and the idea that even under, everybody knows what happens when you lay down. You know, that's reproduction. Mm-hmm. At the right. end of the day, she has the idea that her kid is going to have a certain type of comfortability too. And I think that's just good management of your womb. It's circumstantial at that point.
Right.
Everything's debatable.
Mhm.
So.
But yeah, but I like how you said it's gonna come down to like better management. You know what I mean? Because we see that's usually where people put out their business, where you can get in somebody else's business you don't know nothing about. Whether you want to see it or not, it might just slide across your feet. You know what I mean? And I'd be laughing at that, and sometimes I'd be wanting to comment, but you know, it's not, you just got to shut the fuck up and just don't say nothing. You dig? Like, I'd be seeing women all the time, oh, he wasn't shit, he wasn't this, he wasn't this, he wasn't that, da-da-da-da-da. And then, you know, me and my little bullshit ass, I'll put it, oh, so that's the type of guy you like? You dig? Because that's what you're saying. You're saying your decisions
that's circumstantial.
With.
Some women don't set their boundaries. You've already been mistreated to the point where you're in a situation now.
Mm. Ooh.
And otherwise, you would never have had a kid with that man without accepting certain responsibilities. Love is not an emotion. It's a responsibility, and people get it confused.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I ain't trying to just, like, we keep it 100 around here monstrously, so let's not, like, just put it all on the ladies now. Let's keep it real. Sometimes these guys be out here and they play a good-ass role. You dig? They come into your life, they act like Denzel Washington. I'm finna do everything, blue, blue, blue. No, I'm good with that. No, I'm do this and do, and as soon as you say, I got a baby, what? What?
Oh, freedom. But I agree with you on that. But the way society is set up, the decision making on the birth of a child has always been with the woman. Can you agree?
Ultimately, yeah. Yeah. No, ultimately it is. Ultimately it is her decision. Whether he wanted or not. It's really what she
right.
wanted.
So ultimately, it's always looked at that even when the man doesn't want it, it's the woman's fault at that point, and the child ends up suffering behind that. Because it's looked at as a fault, because it was the woman's decision, not the man.
But I think if we're consenting adults, or, you know, the people who are in the relationship, they should really, like you said, take inventory of who they're messing with before, because it's like this: when you lay down, there's always a possibility of you having a baby with this person. So when you lay down, you have to ask yourself every time you lay down with somebody, can I afford to have a child with this person? Can I invest myself and my child into this person's life? A lot of people don't see it that way.
That's a rough I agree, but I also know that it's a rough decision to make life optional and to make the woman ultimately decide whether, because a man is going to feel like you can get rid of that.
I'm going to say a boy would consider that, but yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Right. Because if a man know they laying down, they know that that's the outcome if you laying down unprotected. plain and simple. You
right.
know what the outcome is if you're laying down unprotected with any female. You know your options are child or you got scot-free. You see what I'm saying? Child or scot-free. So I think, you know, if you go in there being protected and she goes in there being protected, come on.
At the end of the day, you can't fault a woman for having good vaginal management.
No, you can't. You can't. I mean, you can't. We're not going to fault the woman because, you know, that's a good thing. That's what our womb is for, to recreate. Okay? But we got to be aware of who we recreate with and who we set the dragon on, who we let the fire breathe on.
Full circle. Exactly my point, my sister. Here we are.
All right. Okay, so let's see. Anything else you want
okay,
to say?
Okay, I'm
going to DJ the part, or we got more.
Well, there's a show coming up for the families that are in the shelter on Friday. Cold Peace will be there, and if I can throw a shout out, Northside Publishing. I've got some Kwanzaa posters coming out. Being printed by order right now. Shoot, thanks, E-Monster. You know I love you to death, mm-hmm. and I love to listen to the show when I get a chance to. So.
That's what's up. I always appreciate the support. I love you too, Baba. So
I know.
Let's see, what else we got for the entertainment news?
All right, Offset has regrets. They say the best revenge is living well. The second best revenge is getting your former partner to grovel in public. In Cardi B's case, consider this achievement unlocked. Offset says, tweets, fuck y'all, I miss Cardi. That's right. Just a few days after Cardi B announced she and Offset were done, her alleged adulterer of a husband proclaimed on Twitter what the rest of us already knew. No one can do it better than Cardi. This is a rare spot of justice in the world gone mad. Meanwhile, during an Instagram live session on Sunday, Cardi addressed rumors that her split with Offset was a public publicity stunt. She goes, I really don't know how people say my husband and myself, however he is right now to me, is doing it for publicity, she said. I wouldn't put my family in a bad name for no fucking publicity, because at the end of the day, 10 years from now, my daughter, she's going to be looking at these types of things, and she's going to be asking me about these types of things. And on Sunday night, she inserted a line about divorce while performing motorsport at the Jingle Ball in Chicago. I think the breakup winner here is clear.
Well, what probably happened, Offset realized that he ran into some cat that goes purr, and he likes the kitty that goes meow, however she do that. Yeah, I'm just saying. But first of all, have you not listened to her album, Offset? Have you not listened to her album? I'm just saying, what you think she was going to say? I mean, that's some cold shit, though. I mean, come on, lady. A lot of y'all would love for your man, after y'all done broke up, to go on social media and be like, I miss my baby. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. She like, fuck that. That's a publicity stunt. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. He going to have to come harder than that. So, yeah, because I'll be honest. I was thinking that their whole thing was a publicity stunt to me, because Offset's supposed to have a new album coming out, so on and so forth. You know, people, they like to come up with some type of drama nowadays to promote albums and movies and things like that. So that's what I was thinking it was, especially after the other girls came out and said that it wasn't true, that Offset didn't do it. So I'm like, okay, so they say he didn't do it. Okay, I figured it was in the clear. But I guess not.
I ain't trying to throw no shade. And when I say this, I mean this with all types of love. I don't think Cardi thinks that far enough in her mind to have it as a game. Now, maybe Offset, yes. Cardi, no. You see what I'm saying? Her aura to me. I'm not trying to say, but it's her way of who she is and how she calculates sometimes what she says, but most of the time she's speaking from emotion. So I don't see her as let me set this up for to help him sell this record, because it's like, Nick, it's like, bro, if you can't sell your record, that's on you. I ain't going to sell it on the back of us. Because she can bring in the money herself. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So, y'all, listen. No smashing in peace. Four new STDs emerge that experts warn against. I'm going to repeat. No smashing in peace. Four new STD emerges that experts warn about. In case gonorrhea, syphilis, herpes, chlamydia, and, of course, HIV wasn't enough, we have a new set of STDs to worry about. And there's four of them. According to Daily News, public health officials are now closely monitoring new STDs that are not yet common but could become an issue in the future. The first cleared rumor runner is Neisseria meningitis, which is a bacteria that can cause invasive meningitis, a potential deadly infection of the brain and spinal cord protective membranes. The health website Mosaic said more commonly it is gaining reputation as a cause of genital infection. In meningitis lives in the back of the nose and throat of between 5% and 10% of dogs, according to Mosaic. There's a chance folks can transmit the bacteria via deep kissing or oral sex. Fortunately, there are vaccinations available that can protect against the infection. The
second one
is Mycoplasma genitalium, which is one of the world's smallest bacteria. Between 1% and 2% of people are infected with this, and most of them are teens and young adults. Most time, it doesn't cause symptoms. However, it can irritate the urethra and the cervix, similar to gonorrhea and chlamydia. In women, this can lead to pelvic inflammation disease and is associated with miscarriages, infertility, premature birth, and stillbirth. Antibiotics exist to eradicate the bacteria. However, resistant strands are developing, which means it can develop into a superbug. Ew. The third horny hinderer is Shigella flexionaria, which can contract from feces. For those of you who are into anal play or eating the groceries, the bacteria can cause problems. Shigella can result in diarrhea or infection of the intestines that can cause bloody diarrhea. Again, ooh. Shigella can also be treated, but it started to become resistant to amoxicillin, so the superbug thingy we mentioned before can come about. The final one is, I can't even pronounce this, it's called LGV. It is caused by acute chlamydia, trichinomas, strands. According to Mosaic, its presence is increasing in Europe and North America, especially among gay and bisexuals. According to a 2016 report by the Central Disease Control and Prevention, a cluster of cases popped up in Michigan among men who have sex with men. The symptoms can be subtle, however, with a fast disappearing lesion in the genitalia area, and sometimes the mark can be less noticeable than that. So there you have it. Be safe out there.
Wow. All I can say is that's messed up. I know a girl named Neisseria and Michael. I feel for them. damn. So they got, oh, man. Oof. All I can say is be safe out there, people. You hear what she said. These is new strains. Some new shit. How do you come up with something new? It is what it is. I ain't got no wood to knock on. I ain't trying to jinx myself. Hey, I'm just going to leave that one alone. I'm just saying, check with your public health department about these issues. Seriously. Yeah, check with your local public health facility and ask them about these and get more information to prevent yourself, your friends, and your family from having to deal with these new horny, hyperactive, just throw your whole dick away type disease. I'm just saying, just throw the whole thing away. Just burn the whole body down.
I'm going to say blood tests, cultures, look and see, and wait for the results.
I need one on you, your cousin, and an auntie. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Help
okay.
Me.
Let me do a swab in your mouth, swab in your, open your mouth, say ah, damn that. Give me a flashlight.
So, let's see.
All right.
No, we'll go ahead and keep
last
going because we ain't got much time, so, yeah, all right.
Last one. Nicki Minaj and registered sex offender Kenneth Petty's rumored new romance is officially Instagram official. Nicki Minaj is seen dating Kenneth Petty, who was a registered sex offender in the state of New York. Barbie Dreams rapper 36 made her rumored new romance Instagram official on Sunday, December 9th, when she posted a photo of herself cozying up to Petty, 40, while celebrating her birthday. She also shared a solo snap of her new boo. Did you ever make out a tale where nothing ever happens? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time. Minaj captured the post recently, lyrics from Adele's song Hello. The Grammy nominee disabled comments on her Instagram post after fans started pointing out Petty's checkered past. According to online records from the New York Division of Criminal Justice Service, Petty was convicted April 1995 of attempted rape in the first degree over an incident that occurred the previous September with a 16-year-old girl. He was sentenced to 18 to 54 months in state prison, but it's unclear how much time he served. Many fans concerned for Minaj, whose brother was found guilty for sexual assault of 11 years ago, and she has publicly supported rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine, who was sentenced to probation in October for involvement of a sexual explicit video of a 13-year-old girl. So they're saying she's getting a bad name by hanging around all these sex offenders.
I don't know where Nicki going. I'm going to be honest. I don't know where Nicki going. I mean, what do you say? I mean, you heard all you heard the evidence thrown in front. I mean, what do you say? Her career is ended. If that's her boyfriend, her career is ended. Especially if it comes out where she knew all along, her career is ended. People gonna boo her shows because of him. So
and
that's a very, very touchy subject to me. Touching kids, like that underage, that's a touchy subject. So you know, I'm just gonna leave it at that. Cause yeah. So, not a good move, Nicki. Not a good move.
But then, okay, let's look at, okay, simply, what age was he? You know, what age was she? Is it, you know, that statutory rape that we know of? Because, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because
yeah,
some cases.
Yeah, because we are assuming.
You see what I'm saying? We are assuming that this was, you know, was it consensual? Was it? So, I don't want to just be like, oh, you know, he's a pedophile or whatever. But because you know how back in the day we were so quick to just throw our black kids, you know, in jail for something, you know, that was consensual, that, you know, maybe looking different to us. But if he's 20 and she's 13, hands off, nigga, you got to go. But if it's, you know what I'm saying, 16 mm-hmm. or 18, so we don't know what the situation is. I just hope that Nicki just understands what this looks like, period, you know, to her image.
Mm-hmm.
She may say, this is love. I really don't care. This is who I want to be with. And sometimes we got to stop using the past of someone to judge their future, but still don't look good.
Right, 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 right. You touched a lot of good points in there. You touched a lot of good points in there, especially when you said, I mean, and I'm not even talking about in this case, but I mean, that could be a comic cafe topic. It is. I mean, when do we actually forgive people? Because you see the whole thing with Kevin Hart right now. That's what got him the whole toss up, because he made some comments, some tweets before, or I don't know if it was in some of his stand up or something. And I think it was some of his stand up about the homophobic style comedy reference. You know what I mean? Like, they're really mad about, like,
mm-hmm.
the one he said where he didn't want his son to grow up and be gay. You
right.
know what I mean? He said he came out and apologized about that before, but he said he's not going to keep apologizing for it. So that's his position on it.
That's his stance, yeah.
Right, that's his stance on it. I mean, so when do we say? And, I mean, that's a hard one, especially if you did something where, you know, you've been sexually assaulted, especially say it's a child or something. I mean, when do we say, okay? I mean, is there a point where we can say, you know, I forgive
mm-hmm.
you, or, okay, you're not like that no more. You know, do we ever fully trust these people again? These type of things. So, yeah, I like how you touched those, because those are some serious-ass questions right there, especially for talk radio. So you say that was the last one, huh?
That is the last one, eh?
Okay. Well, snap, we're about right at the end of the show. So, all right, let's see. I guess we'll talk about it tomorrow on Takeover Tuesday. We're going to talk about Miss Unbelievable and now her part coming up in this movie put together by T.J. Richardson. So you got your thing coming up here in just a little bit, huh? Is it this weekend?
No, it's next weekend. We practice this weekend, and then it's next weekend. So, a little excited. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's what's up. So, all right, y'all, tune in tomorrow for Takeover Tuesday. What's the only night of the week where people can call in and take over the radio? You can talk about if you're an artist, you're an actor. We don't care if you just babysit on the weekend. You did call us up. It's the only night of the week. You can promote yourself, and we won't send your ass a bill. So all right, tune in tomorrow. We're going to see if this movie set is going to be a closed set, if it's going to be an open set, all those type of good things. So don't forget, you can listen to this episode 24/7 along with a whole bunch of others, 365, over at monsterusradio.com. So all right, hopefully we'll tune in with y'all tomorrow. Until then, have a monstrous night. Deuces.
Thank you for listening. Mwah.